The wood-burning advisories in the region's valleys would not exist if wood stoves and fireplaces did not put out a fair amount of smoke. Advisories and regulations on wood-burning went into effect years ago, and air quality stays within standards more often since. But there's still some ground that can be covered in making wood-burning less smoky. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, recently announced new standards for new wood-burning devices to take effect next year if all goes as planned. The new regs would require new stoves to burn far cleaner than current models. We will talk in this segment to Rachel Sakata, who's with the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, where she's an air quality planner. Rachel, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Give us a sketch, if you would, of wood stove regulation. I mean, this has been going on for better than two decades now, yes?
Right. That's correct. The EPA has been regulating wood stove smoke, or what we essentially call particulate matter pollution, PM2.5, which is particulate matter 2.5 microns and smaller. And just to give you an idea of how small that really is, you know, just a single strand of hair is 70 microns. So we're talking about really, really tiny particles. But anyway, EPA has been regulating wood stoves for over 25 years. Oregon was actually the first in the nation to regulate wood stoves because we saw the need to address wood stove smoke, because we had a lot of communities in Oregon that were dealing with wood stove smoke issues and were violating what we call the federal health standard for particulate matter that I just referred to earlier. And wood stoves were a huge part of the problem.
So hair 70 microns, and we're regulating particles down to 2.5 microns, so really, really tiny stuff. The problem with these is that they get really far into the lungs, and they can lead. I'm surprised, actually, to look at the list of things that can be caused by smoke or particulates getting caught in the lungs.
Right, exactly. So particulate pollution is linked to a wide range of health effects, including heart attacks, strokes, and asthma attacks, and a lot of wood smoke also is a leading source of air toxic. So you've got toxic air pollution as well. So it's definitely a pollutant that EPA is concerned about, as well as Oregon, just because of how it can affect Oregonians out there.
When you say toxic air pollution, what does that mean?
So, for example, wood heat has, when it's burned, can give off things like benzene and PAH, or polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. So those are known air toxics. So when we've done studies on wood smoke, we've noticed that there are those compounds that are also present as well.
And Rachel, how long has it been since the EPA changed the standards regulating the outputs on stoves?
So it's been over 25 years. So it's been a long time since EPA has done anything regarding wood stove regulations. And so we're happy that EPA is proposing these rule changes, because it will result in cleaner air for Oregonians, and it will definitely benefit a lot of communities such as Oak Ridge and Klamath Falls, where they're currently violating the federal health standard for PM2.5, and wood stove smoke is the primary cause of air pollution in those areas. So cleaning up the wood stoves will definitely help those areas as well.
Why did the regulations go unchanged for so long?
You know, you'd have to ask EPA about that, quite frankly.
But the state of Oregon did pressure EPA along with other states.
We did. The Oregon Department of Justice did recently join a number of other states in suing the EPA to update the regulations, because under federal law, EPA is actually supposed to update the rules every 8 years. So obviously they've fallen way behind. And, you know, and so we just, at least for Oregon, we've had a number of problems more recently with these areas that are violating the federal health standards. So we're saying to EPA, look, you need to update these standards so we can get cleaner burning devices out there and really help our communities make sure that they're breathing healthy air.
Is part of the belief here that over time technology will be better equipped to handle some of the issues with wood stoves? In other words, that as technology improves, you still find new ways to build old things like wood stoves.
Right. And actually, quite frankly, a lot of the wood stoves that are out there on the market right now can meet some of EPA's proposed standards. I think about Washington State, for example, has stricter standards, and over about 70% of the current market for wood stoves can meet stricter standards already. So it's not, basically a lot of the stoves out there are already burning cleaner. And so this is, EPA is now finally catching up to what is out there. But EPA is also saying that, well, we're also going to push the manufacturers to build an even cleaner stove, because they're going to lower it even more 5 years down the road. And what I want to also point out is that these stoves only apply to newly manufactured, these rules only apply to newly manufactured stoves. So anything that's currently in people's homes, no one would be required to replace or remove an older certified stove, even if these new standards are passed by EPA.
That's an important one to underline, that nobody's going to have people come into their home and say, whoops, that old stove's got to go.
Right. So basically, the proposed standards only applies to future wood stove sales and don't apply to existing stoves. So those who currently burn in the winter to heat their homes would not be required to remove or upgrade a newer stove. And as many folks may be aware, there is an Oregon law that requires folks to remove an uncertified stove at the time of home sale, but no one would be required to remove any of the existing certified stoves. So people who are selling their homes would not be impacted by the new standards because the laws only require are only applied to uncertified stoves. So if you have a certified stove in your home right now and you're selling it, you're not going to be affected by these new rules at all.
But on the other hand, if you have an uncertified stove in your home and you sell it, that stove has to leave with you.
Not necessarily to stay
with you, mind you, but... Yeah.
Right. The stove has to be removed and destroyed, essentially, because we don't want anyone else using it or burning it, because obviously they're really polluting and oftentimes they're unsafe because they weren't installed properly. So you've also got the risk for chimney fires and other things like that.
Rachel Sakata is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's with the Oregon DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality and Air Quality Planner. We are talking about wood smoke regulations. The DEQ has proposed, not DEQ, the EPA, Federal Environmental Protection Agency, is proposing new regulations on newly manufactured wood stoves. You can join us at 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Boyd in Wolf Creek. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Good morning. I had two questions. One, is there an inexpensive device that the homeowner can buy to measure the particulate level in the house? And number two, what would the proposed regulations add to the cost of a wood stove?
All right. So a device to monitor particles and cost. Thanks for that, Boyd. Appreciate that. Rachel, thoughts?
Sure. Well, with regards to the second question as to how much the regulations would add to the cost of a wood stove, I don't know if I can't really speak to that. I know EPA has in their rules, they've sort of calculated, or at least based on estimations of what it could cost the consumer. But overall, with these cleaner burning stoves, they're going to be much more efficient and cleaner burning, so you're actually going to be using less wood. So there may be a little bit of extra cost to the consumer to buy a newer stove, but then you save money in terms of not having to go through as much wood. But like I said, I don't know the exact numbers because it's buried in the regulations that I haven't fully gone through. And then with regards to the other question about a device to measure particulate matter in the home, I believe there are a number of devices that you can just search for online just to look for a particulate matter monitor that are fairly inexpensive that you can just see what the levels are and you just do a quick Google search, because I know that some homeowners have been concerned or about wood smoke burning within their neighborhood. So you could just take a quick look and see what there's out there.
We'll take a look as well and see if we can put some links up on our Facebook page once we're done with the program today. So Rachel, how much cleaner are we talking about for the newer stoves? I mean, how much less smoke are they likely to, how much less particulate matter are they likely to put out?
So they're going to be putting out about 80%. They're going to be about 80% cleaner than existing stoves. So it's a huge change in terms of how much particulate emissions. So, for example, right now, stoves can emit up to what we call 7.5 grams per hour of particulate pollution, and the standard as proposed will drop to 1.3 grams per hour. So it's a huge reduction.
Wow, that is a big jump. Mm-hmm. A big jump down. 7.5 grams per hour now for output and down to 1.3 grams per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And did you say that some of the stoves that in our existence at the moment could actually meet these standards?
Yes, that's correct. So the 1.3 number that I quoted is for 5 years down the road. The way the EPA rules are written as is proposed is that once they would go to effect, which is anticipated next year, the standard would immediately drop to 4.5 grams per hour. So many of the manufacturers out there can currently meet that 4.5 grams per hour or even better. And there's a small handful of manufacturers that are already able to meet the 1.3 grams per hour, but that's not going to go into effect until probably about 2020. So it'll give manufacturers enough time to tweak their wood stoves to get down to that lower level.
Let's take another call. We have Don and Eugene on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Rachel Sakata from the Oregon DEQ.
Good morning. I'm sitting here in fog-bound Eugene. It kind of reminds me of the pictures we see of Beijing. And the first question I have is, any of that stuff blown over here? And the second question, we every morning we have a 80-year-old house with three fireplaces, and we have a business that produces kiln-dried alder scraps. So, you know, we make use of our kitchen fireplace a lot. Is there any recommendations you have for upgrading that fireplace to burn more cleanly? It already burns pretty clean with the kiln-dried scraps, but is there something we could do, like enclosing it, maybe bringing in fresh air from the outside to provide the fuel? Is there anything else you recommend to do?
Okay, so fireplaces and bad China air. Thanks for those questions, Don. Appreciate it.
Sure. So typically when you have the poor weather air stagnation events, that means that the air is really socked in and there's nothing going anywhere. So pretty much it's being generated locally because you've got the wood stove smoke that's being fired up at night, and then it hits sort of what we call the inversion and it just stays there. It's not able to escape into the atmosphere at all. So most of it is generated locally. And then with regards to the fireplace question, so fireplaces are actually really inefficient burning devices because a lot of the heat just goes right back up the chimney and they're just not as well burning. There are fireplace retrofits that are available that you could put on your fireplace to help adjust the smoke. But if you really are concerned about smoke and wanting to get a clean burning heat efficient device, then you could put what's called a wood stove insert into your fireplace, and then that would really get you much better heat and more cleaner burning emissions.
So you're essentially putting a wood stove into the fireplace.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
To go up the chimney. Let's take another call from Helga in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking wood smoke and wood stoves with Rachel Sakata from the DEQ.
Hi. I would like to relate this to slash pile burning in our forests, which we do have a lot of, and ask if there couldn't be another method of letting the wood out there return back to the soil rather than burning it.
Okay, so slash and how that figures into the process. Thanks for that, Helga. Appreciate it. Rachel?
So that's a good question. I know that Department of Forestry and the U.S. Forest Service, they do slash pile burning to help with forest management. I can't speak a lot to that, but I know that we work very closely with those agencies to make sure that they don't burn during poor air quality days, because we want to make sure that the air quality is clean. And so we actually do have agreements, for example, with the Oregon Department of Forestry to make sure that they don't burn within a pretty large area of parts of the state that have air quality problems, for example, the Medford area, the Klamath Falls area, and even parts of Oak Ridge. So we definitely work closely with them to make sure that we do smart, proper burning.
Back to the question of certified stoves and the fact that when you sell a home with a certified stove, the stove stays in the home. Will the definition of certified change? In other words, are people who have certified stoves now going to find them uncertified, say 5 years down the road?
Right now, we don't anticipate that. Things can change, but just because of the way things are, we want to keep it easy and simple for homeowners, and we really want to focus on the uncertified stoves because those are really the most polluting, because they're even more polluting than current certified stoves. So right now our focus is addressing the uncertified stoves.
All right, so the new EPA regulations are set to go into effect in 2015 and then phase in over the course of how many years?
5 years.
5 years. Okay. Rachel Sakata from the Oregon DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality, Air Quality Planner. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Sure. Thank you.